follow North Platte St. Pat's and the host Stars. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And so the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squire. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
Day one of the Stars tournament produced two close boys contests and two big winners in the girls' games. Today, Amherst faces off with Ogallala in the consolation games, while Kearney Catholic battles North Platte St. Pat's in the championships. It's the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome to the top of the hour here on ESPN Radio, where it's time for the New Tech Seed pregame show ahead of our boys game between Amherst and Ogallala as we get ready for our consolation game between the Broncos and the Indians. Here is a look at the starting lineup. First off for Ogallala, number zero is a 6-foot sophomore, Jordan Cogdell. He will be followed by number three, 5'9 senior, Adam Crandall. Number 5 is a 6'5" senior, Jared Yeager. Number 22, a 5'10" sophomore, Easton Tuttle. And number 32, 6'4" senior, Alex Ewert. Ogallala's 2-6, coached by Matt Van Engen, Jeremy Smith, and John Aylward. For Amherst, number 12 is a 6'1" senior, Dominic Abbott. Number 20, a 5'11" sophomore, Trey Tobenheim. Number 24, a 5'11" sophomore, Braden Eckout. Number 30, 6-foot junior, Cale Preble. And number 34, 6'2 sophomore, Ty Hadwiger. Head coach Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman and Les Adelong, Amherst is 6-2. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, and we'll be back after this.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
We're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, and they're ready to roll here at Kearney Catholic. So Ogallala will win the opening tip. They'll force it inside to the big fella, and Jared Yeager, the 6'5 senior, will have the first bucket of the ball game, and we are underway. Ogallala on top by a score of 2-0. Amherst will waste no time. They'll drive it to the hoop, and laying it up and in is Ty Hadwiger, and we are tied at 2. Full court pressure being put on by Amherst. Broken, but dropping the ball in the front court is Cogdell. And a timeout has to be called by Ogallala as they fell to the floor to try and jump on top of it. So our first timeout of the ball game comes just 39 seconds in to save the possession. The timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns at Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic as we are bringing you the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. In our girls' game, it was all Ogallala beating Amherst 51-19, the same two teams playing here in the boys' game. Then the championship games will feature Kearney Catholic taking on North Platte St. Pat's, and those will schedule to get underway at 3, but since this game started early, I would not count on 3 o'clock being the start time of the next ball game, so you might want to keep that in mind and keep it here on ESPN to listen for the final results. Also, You'll be able to hear the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament. That's just underway on Classic Hits 98.9. Girls consolation between Ravenna and Spalding. Spalding Academy is up first, so that is on 98.9 FM. Right now, Ogallala has the basketball, a 2-2 game here in the first minute of our boys' consolation. They'll take a three in the right-hand corner, and Crandall will nail it. Adam Crandall steps up, hits the three-point bucket, and it's 5-2 in favor of Ogallala. Pull-up jumper, Hadwiger at the other end, and he'll hit it. Hadwiger hits the second bucket. The first time he drove in, this time he pulls up and hits about a 9-footer in the middle of the lane. Amherst puts the pressure on, trying to snap a two-game losing streak after starting the season 6-0. Trying to lob it down to Yeager, the big fellow. The pass is off the mark, and it'll be stolen away. First turnover of the game against Ogallala. Into the front court, Cale Preble. Crossover dribble, up and under move. No good. Good defense underneath there by Ogallala's Alex Ewart, and he'll get the rebound. Up ahead to Cognell. Cognell goes all the way, takes a tough shot. Not a good shot. The rebound brought down by Amherst, and then a foul called as Preble on the outlet gets it there to Eckhout, and he is fouled. Checking in for Ogallala, Dylan Folkert, a 6'2 senior. And checking out will be Easton Tuttle. The foul called on Adam Crandall, the first of the game. So Amherst with the ball, trailing by one here early on by a score of 5-4. Hadwiger at the top of the circle, takes the 16-foot jumper, comes up short. Offensive rebound by Preble. Preble kicks it out on the left-hand wing to Tobenheim. Kicks it back out top to Eckhout. As Eckhout tries to drive, we've got a hand check foul called on the Indians. The foul is going to be called on Crandall, and he picks up two quick ones, and he's going to have to check out of the basketball game. And in will be Arnsdorf. So 5-4, we've only played 2 minutes, and Crandall, who hit that three, is out of the game with two fouls. Basketball in the hands of Braden Eckhout. He's going to back up for a three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes out long, and it'll be Cognell to grab it. And off to the races goes Ogallala. Top of the circle with it, handing it off there to Folkert. Folkert comes to the right side, overload there. Cognell dumps it inside to Yeager. Yeager spin move on the low block, and he'll put it up and in. Jared Yeager with his second bucket, and it's 7-4, Ogallala into the front court against this Ogallala man-to-man defense. Top of the circle with it is Dominic Abbott, leads the team in scoring, swings it to the right elbow to Preble. Preble puts it on the floor, drives the lane, then kicks it back out for another three. That one is no good by Eckhout. Another offensive rebound that's put back up and in by Dominic Abbott. Abbott fought for the board and then had a tough putback and was able to get it to go. 7-6 Ogallala, 3 minutes into the first quarter of basketball. Ogallala finds a way to break the press, tries to force it inside. The ball is deflected, but Ogallala grabs it and resets. They're really moving well without the basketball. And a foul called as Cogdill attacks the hoop. They'll say it was before the made layup. And the foul called here on Amherst as they get ready to sub in. Goes on Trey Tobenheim. First foul on the Broncos. Here comes Trevor Adelung and Jesse Wells, freshman and senior, into the game for Amherst. 7-6 Ogallala, 4:45 to go here in the first quarter, and the inbounds pass stolen away by Dominic Abbott, the second Ogallala turnover. They want to run the floor. Hadwiger gets into the paint, then kicks it out. Three-pointer for Adelung is on the way. No good, but an offensive putback for Jesse Wells. Wells comes in, makes his presence right away with the offensive putback, and then Ogallala turns it over against the pressure. 8-7, Amherst with their first lead of the contest, and then they get the basketball back. Throwing it in here for Amherst in front of the Ogallala bench will be Braden Eckhout. Gets it up top to Adelung. Over to Wells. He's going to try an 18-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Folkert. Folkert brings it into the front court to Cognell. Cognell guarded in the man-to-man here, trying to trap a little bit. Kicks it back out top. Folkert down to Yeager on the low block. Starts to make a move but didn't finish, then kicks it out, and the jumper from 15 is no good by Ewart. Follows his shot, tries it again. It's no good. Another rebound by Folkert, and then he lost the basketball. So Ogallala had three chances, couldn't convert. And Amherst back on the offense. Hadwiger puts his head down. Strong move to the hoop. Has his shot blocked by Ewart. It goes off the bottom of the backboard and out of bounds. He blocked it straight off the floor, and it went straight back up and kicked out of bounds. So Amherst subbing back in. Here's Trey Taubenheim and Cale Preble. And the ball to be taken in the baseline when everybody is set. Amherst will toss it out on the left wing to Dominic Abbott. Abbott gets it into the paint. Spin move by Wells. One-hander rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Jaeger to Folkert. And he finds his point guard, Jordan Cognell. Cognell, long outlet pass into the front court to Easton Tuttle, who's re-entered the game. Now Ethan Schills is in the game. And he'll throw it away. So Ogallala got 7 points quickly. Now they're turning the basketball over. And Coach Matt Van Engen wants to go to the bench. And he'll bring in Dakota Deebs. Deebs, a 5'10 sophomore. Overall, Ogallala has a mixture of players. They don't have any juniors on the team. They've got 4 seniors who have all played here already. But then after that, no juniors. So a lot of inexperience off the bench as Amherst turns it over for the first time in the game. Ogallala wants to run the floor, but the bounce pass is kicked. So they'll have to throw it in again. 8-7 Amherst, 3:11 to go here in the first quarter. Ogallala looking inside the paint, nothing there. Kick it out to Deebs in the left-hand corner. Deebs will dump it to Schills. Schills will hold the ball. Back out to Cogdill. Everything on the left side. Now to Schills a little closer. 12-footer no good. Rebound brought down by Abbott. Abbott pushes it up the floor to Adelung. Adelung back to Abbott. Has a crease. Comes in. Might have been some contact. His shot's no good. Ball is picked up by Jaeger for the Indians. Abbott might have got a little assist as he attacked the hoop there. Couldn't get it to fall. And now Ogallala once again has the ball down by one. It's been 8-7 for quite a while now. Down low to Jaeger. Jaeger double team, but he's right next to the hoop. He'll spin and score. 6 points now for Jared Jaeger, and it's 9-8 Indians as Ogallala brings the ball into the front court. And a tough, tough shot that time by Trey Taubenheim. He got pushed off his line. It's no good. Jaeger with the rebound. Fast break, 2-on-2. Cognell takes it in. Throws it up too strong. Offensive rebound. Back up high off the glass. And Schills has his first bucket. Back-to-back buckets by Ogallala. And the track meet has broke out. It's 11-8. And a foul called on the Indians. And the foul is going to be called on Jordan Cognell. That'll be his first, and it'll be the third team foul here on Ogallala. Here comes Brian Bramer into the game with Eckhout for Amherst. And for Ogallala, it'll be Alex Ewart. 11-8, Ogallala has regained the lead with 2:06 to go here in the first quarter on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, Amherst, and Riverdale. On the right wing with it is Trey Taubenheim. Crossover in the man-to-man. Can't shake his man, so he'll hand it off to Preble. Preble starts right, goes left. Lost the handle, but it goes right into the hands of Eckhout, who buries a three. Ogallala thought they had the steal, but it just stayed on the ground, and Eckhout hits the first three of the game to tie it up at 11-11. 1:40 to go here in the first quarter. Well out on the right wing is Schills. Both teams manning it up here. Amherst swinging it around. Now in a zone. Trying to make sure the ball doesn't get inside. Against that zone, Schills on the right side. Gets it to Tuttle. Rotated around to Deebs, to Cogdill. He tries to drive left side. His shot is partially blocked by Bramer. And it goes out of bounds to Ogallala. Final day of 2013. We're glad you're along with us for some basketball here on ESPN. Also basketball on Classic Hits from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, 98.9 FM. And it's all on the web. PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Ogallala works the ball around the perimeter in an 11-11 tie, we approach 1 minute to go here in the quarter. The pass is tipped and stolen away. Braden Eckhout trying to beat everybody back, and a hard foul as he goes to the hoop. That's the sixth turnover here in the quarter for Ogallala. And the foul will be going against Tuttle. That's the way you foul, made sure that there wasn't going to be any points. And in fact, they called the foul before the shot. Abbott back in, Hadwiger back in. Bramer and Adelung are going to check out. C1 Ogallala and D1 Amherst, knotted at 11. On the inbounds, it's a bounce pass into the right-hand corner. Abbott attacks the hoop, and he's going to be fouled. He just beat his man off the dribble. And Dominic Abbott draws the Ogallala foul. on number 14. No, that can't be right. Going to be 15, Dakota Deebs. His first. And two free throws, and Abbott's first one is no good. Another free throw coming up for Abbott. 11-11, 1 minute to go here in corner number one. Free throw is on the way, and it's good. So Abbott breaks the tie by hitting his third point of the game, and it's 12-11 in favor of the Broncos. They trap trouble in the backcourt for Ogallala. Stepping through there is Jake Van Lanningham. He'll be able to get it to Tuttle, but they're still in trouble. Pass now will be thrown away. Chance for a three on two, and Amherst got too quick and threw it out of bounds. And Hadwiger went down a little awkward, and he's going to have to check out of the ball game. I think he got his knee or ankle twisted up there. He'll come out, and Bramer will come in. And now Jaeger will come in. Got a chess match going here, and it's only the first quarter at Kearney Catholic. Ogallala down one, 12-11 against the full court pressure. They throw right into the trap again. The one place you don't throw it is into the corner, and Ogallala has done it three or four times now as Amherst will deflect the pass out of bounds. And Ogallala will try again. There they make a good pass to the middle, and they're off to the races. Numbers aren't there, though, and so they'll slow it down. 35 seconds to go in the quarter, and Tuttle with it. Swings it over to the right side to Van Lanningham. Tries to lob it to the big fella. Jaeger grabs it. He's triple-teamed. Kicks it back out to the free-throw line. Ewart's shot is no good. Rebound brought down offensively by Tuttle. He'll drive, put the short jumper up, and good. Easton Tuttle able to score off his own offensive rebound. 13-12 Ogallala. We're down to 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Ball between the circles. Don't have to waste a lot of time. Taubenheim looks for the high screen. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Taubenheim too much fancily driven, and he just throws up a shot, and it's nowhere close. And that is the end of the first quarter of play in the boys' consolation game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. It's Ogallala 13 and Amherst 12 on ESPN Radio.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Boys' consolation game. Ogallala leads Amherst by a score of 13-12. Amherst will get the ball, though, to start the second quarter of play. We'll run you some numbers here in just a little bit. But right now, putting his head down, driving, Braden Eckhout will put it off the window and has his fifth point of the basketball game. And that gives the lead back 14-13. Been a back-and-forth first quarter. Ogallala led by three. That's the biggest lead. Amherst been up by one on numerous occasions as Ogallala moves the ball around the perimeter. Kick it back up top to Cogdell. Cogdell in the right-hand corner. Three-pointer on the way. Crandall, who was on the bench for a while with two fouls. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Trey Taubenheim, and as he tries to get up the floor, a reach-in foul called on the Indians. And that's going to go on Dylan Folkert. That'll be his first, and that's six fouls on Ogallala, just one on Amherst. 6 points for Jared Jaeger leads the way for Ogallala after the first quarter of play. They have not been to the line as they get it down low. Abbott posts up. Dominic off the window, and he'll score. It's 16-13. A 3-point lead now for Amherst. into the front court. The press is broke. They get it to the big fella, Jaeger. He dishes it off to Ewart. Ewart goes up. He's fouled hard. And he'll have two free throws coming. First trip to the line here for Ogallala, who turned it over seven times in the first quarter compared to two for Amherst. Rebounds, Ogallala hit the boards 10-5 over the Broncos. The foul called on Brian Bramer, his first, and the free throw is on the way, and it is short. No good. Second free throw coming up. At the end of one quarter, girls' consolation, Spalding Academy 8 and Ravenna 7 on Classic Hits 98.9. Second free throw, and that's in and out for Ewart. And then two Amherst Broncos battle for the basketball. It goes out of bounds, and they still give it to Amherst. 16-13 lead. Amherst with the lead. And they caught a break there. Ball between the circles here for Trey Tobenheim. Just dribbling and dribbling. And now dishes it over to Eckhout. Squares up for the three. Now puts the ball on the floor. Working there against Crandall and the Ogallala man-to-man. Swings it into the right-hand corner to Tobenheim. Back up top, they'll go to Preble. Swings it over to the left wing. They've had some pretty balanced scoring. Top of the key for the three. That one is going to be too strong for Braden Eckhout. And the rebound comes out to Dylan Folkert. That'll be his third. Amherst is 1 of 5 from downtown. 1 of 2 for Ogallala as they get it down to Jaeger, and he's fouled on the easy put-up. Right at the block, and a foul called on Bramer. That'll be his second, and a chance for a three-point play here for Jared Jaeger. 8 points, 3 rebounds, first points of the quarter. And checking in for Ogallala, Ethan Schills. Checking in for Amherst, Trevor Adelung and Jesse Wells. At the line to shoot the free throw is Jared Jaeger trying to complete the three-point play. It's on the way, and it's good. So 9 points now for Jaeger, and we're tied at 16 here in the first half of play. 2 minutes gone of the second quarter. Front court with it is Tobenheim. Tobenheim dribbles between the circles. He's trying to work off a screen. Can't get the job done. Now kicks it back up top to Abbott. Over on the right wing to Eckhout. Eckhout gets it inside. Posted up Abbott. Comes to the low block. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound pulled down underneath by Cogdell, who tries to clear some space. They let him do it this time. Up ahead, driving to the other end. The layup is no good. The rebound put back up by Jaeger, and he's fouled off the initial miss from Crandall. Two free throws for Jared Jaeger. And the foul will be called on Jesse Wells. That'll be his first. And the first free throw by Jaeger is too strong. Ogallala not helping themselves from the free throw line. That's three straight misses. And a second free throw on the way. And it's good. So Jaeger hits 1 of 2. 4 in the quarter, 10 in the game, 17-16. Ogallala by 1. As Adelung drives the baseline right side, throws through the lane over to Abbott. His three-pointer is no good. Another rebound for Jaeger. And here comes Ogallala. Numbers aren't there, and then they throw it away. Picking off the pass is going to be Braden Eckhout. And as he tries to come to the other end, the ball is slapped away. It's loose. Abbott picks it up, misses the shot, got it back, scored. 7 points now for Dominic Abbott. 18-17. Amherst back up by 1. Ogallala across the timeline. Give it off to Folkert. Back up top to Crandall. Adams swings it left side, working it around the perimeter here. On the low block, Jaeger has a double team, so he'll give it off to Schills, who puts up the 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Abbott. And here comes Adelung with the basketball. Trevor, the 5'7 freshman, good stutter dribble. And then as he comes in, a reach-in foul as they try to double him. He got by Schills, and then Cogdell come over and whacked him on the arm. That'll be the second on Jordan. It's the seventh team foul, so a 1-1 now for Trevor Adelung. Earlier today, the girls' game was all Ogallala. They took care of Amherst 51-19. Coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we'll look back at the stats. We'll preview the championship games between Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's. Adelung's free throw is up and in. He'll get the bonus. And the second free throw on the way, and it is in. So Adelung makes it 20-17. And the pressure is on. Working around that pressure, they'll throw right over the top of it. A two-on-one, but Folkert says, I'm going to take it myself. And his one-hand runner is up and in. First bucket for Dylan Folkert. 20-19. Amherst with the lead. No one's been able to go on a big run yet in this game. Here's a three-pointer for Tobenheim. It's no good. Ball kicks into the corner, and nobody got the rebound. It comes out of bounds to Ogallala, and Braden Eckhout will return to the lineup for Amherst. 4:10 remains in this first half. 20-19 Amherst boys consolation game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Adelung goes for the steal, can't get it. Ogallala takes a long time and then makes the long over-the-top pass into the front court to Jaeger, to Folkert. Tries the baseline, cut off by Hadwiger, rotated back out, faking the three is Tuttle. Comes into the paint, then lost the ball and a weird-looking jump ball as Abbott got a kind of an Amherst wrestling move there. Jump ball arrow still points the way of Ogallala, so they'll maintain possession. And after kind of a sloppy first quarter, Ogallala's taking better care of the ball here in the second quarter. As Folkert will lob it up top, Crandall for a quick three, barely got there. The long rebound comes out to Adelung. And Trevor will give it off on the right wing. Hadwiger lowers his shoulder, goes to the rack, throws it up and in. 6 points now for Ty Hadwiger, 22-19. Amherst back cut, almost stole it away. Now it's a two-on-two, all the way to the rack. Contact, the blocking foul called on Amherst on a jump stop by Easton Tuttle. Trying to slide underneath there was Kale Preble. That'll be his first personal foul and fifth team foul. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Dylan Folkert. Overload on the right side where they're inbounding it. Off a couple of screens, there's Crandall again. He has the quick release three but can't get it to go. And the rebound brought down by Amherst. And Dominic Abbott has his fifth, which is the team high right now. Amherst has a chance to take their biggest lead of the game, 22-19. Abbott gets it inside. Hadwiger, turnaround jumper over Jaeger. Off the mark. Ball saved. Nice play by Amherst. Folkert was not going to grab it. He thought it was going to bounce out of bounds, and Kale Preble grabbed it, threw it off of him, and saves the ball. So Amherst will get another chance here as they will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Out on the wing to Abbott. Backs up, shoots the three, got it. So the second chance effort there, and the hustle by Preble results in a three-pointer. 25-19, Amherst now leads it by six. Long pass up the floor, Adelung got to it. And then Jaeger tried to grab it. It goes off a foot and out of bounds to Ogallala. 25-19, Broncos. After a 6-0 start to the season, they've dropped their last two. Trying to change that here. Ogallala, 2-6. After playing a bunch of teams in the western part of the state to start the season. On the baseline with it is Ethan Shills. Back up top, they'll go to Tuttle. Starts to drive, gets into the double team. Needs some help. Lost his dribble finally, popping out in the corner. Shills takes it. Over to Crandall. Reverse it to the left wing to Folkert. Down to the baseline, they get it on the low block for a little jump hook that is no good by Shills. Rebound brought down by Preble. His fourth for Amherst. Up the floor quickly. Number's not there for Abbott. Goes up top to Eckhout. Drop step. Drives right side of the lane. Ball gets kicked. Fight for it. Jump ball. Arrow Amherst. And the Broncos will maintain possession. Alex Ewert will check into the basketball game. Also back in, Jordan Cogdell. On the floor, Amherst has most of the regulars again after rotating in some of their bench players, all five starters, Abbott, Tobenheim, Eckhout, Preble, and Hadwiger. And it's their ball underneath their own hoop. Inbounds pass kicked, so they'll have to do it again. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. So stay with us here on ESPN Radio. College football, Arizona now pulling away from Boston College 28-6. Abbott tries a three off the inbound. It's no good, and Shills will pull down the rebound. Sun Bowl underway. UCLA with an early score, leading Virginia Tech 7-0. 3 minutes into the game. Here's Folkert, left side of the key. On the wing, Cogdell outside the arc, tries to force it inside. The ball taken away. Ogallala's ninth turnover, 2-on-1, behind the back pass from Eckhout to Tobenheim, and Tobenheim's fouled. Nifty pass I'm sure they're not going to call to see that a whole lot of times. And Crandall just picked up his third personal foul. Two free throws coming up for Trey Tomenheim, who has yet to score in the basketball game. And Tomenheim will put the first free throw up, and it skips over the rim and in. 26-19 Amherst. Six straight for the Broncos. And the second free throw coming up for the sophomore. And it's on the way and good. So Tomenheim hits them both. The lead now 8-27-19. Pressure is on. Trouble in the backcourt. A timeout has to be called here by Ogallala. With 1:41 to go in the first half of play, it is Amherst 27 and Ogallala 19. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Cope Gymnasium as we have 1:41 remaining in the second quarter out of the timeout. Ogallala has to take it out in the backcourt facing full-court pressure. They get it into Cogdell, jump pass over the top of that pressure to Deves, long into the front court. They get it to Yeager at the high post, back to the trailer Cogdell, over to Folkert, and now they'll just set things up. Looked like they had a chance to maybe take that to the hoop, just didn't have it in the right player's hands. Top of the key with it is Ewert. Alex over on the wing, Cogdell. Cogdell drives into the double team. Too much pushing and shoving, and a foul will be called. Two free throws coming up. Foul is on Braden Eckout. That'll be his first. And for Jordan Cogdell, he will go to the line looking for his first points of the basketball game. First free throw of the game as well. And it's up and it is in. Two-shot foul. Cogdell getting ready for his second free throw. It's up and it is in. So Cogdell hits them both. 27-21. Amherst leads it by six. Trying to take that lead into the halftime locker room. A minute 10 away from doing so. Abbott, left key, takes one dribble back, looking to post up Wells. Instead, throws it back out top to Tomenheim. He'll swing over to the right side. Tomenheim directing traffic, looking for Hadwiger. He's bottled in there by Folkert, so they'll skip it over to Eckout. Eckout will get it down low, and this time Hadwiger will draw the foul. It's on Dylan Folkert, his second, and two free throws coming up for Ty Hadwiger. 6 points in the game, first free throw attempt of the afternoon. And Hadwiger takes a couple of dribbles, puts the free throw up, and it's no good. Here is Cale Preble re-entering for Jesse Wells. 50 seconds remaining in the first half of play, 27-21. Amherst by six. Second free throw, Hadwiger on the way, and that's right through there. So Hadwiger gets one of two, and that makes it 28-21 Broncos. And against that full court pressure, the pass is tipped, but Cogdell runs it down, still in the back court, and he'll make the 10-second line over to Folkert. Got to look at an open three, so he'll fire it up there. It's nowhere close. Rebound brought down by Amherst. Fast break the other way. The layup is no good. The follow shot is no good by Abbott, and the rebound is brought down by Alex Ewert. And we're down to 20 seconds to go here in the half. Ogallala looking to get one more bucket, close the gap. Ewert right elbow, lobs it into Yeager. Yeager trips, puts it back up, no good. Rebound brought down by Amherst, and here comes Preble 10 seconds to go. Gives it off to Eckhout. Back out for a three-pointer. Preble, it was blocked. The ball loose, and a foul going to be called with just under 2 seconds to go. And that means a one-and-one free throw at the other end with 1.8 remaining on the clock. The foul is called on Cale Preble. That'll be his second. And to shoot the two free throw, or the one-and-one, will be Dylan Folkert, his first free throw attempt of the ball game. Folkert takes one dribble, puts the free throw up. It's off the heel, dancing around, and it goes in. Bounced off every piece of orange iron there, but it's good enough to earn the bonus. 1.8 remains in the half. Second free throw now by Folkert on the way, and it is good. Chance for a heave here, and Preble just baseballs it to the other end, and we are at halftime with your score. The Amherst Broncos, 28, and the Ogallala Indians, 23. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School, where it is the final day, not only of 2013, but the final day of the holiday tournament. Kearney Catholic hosts it this year, goes back and forth between Kearney Catholic and Amherst. We'll be back at Amherst for next year. And we are in the consolation games at the half. Your score is 28-23, Amherst on top of the Ogallala Indians, and it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all of your time. Ravenna Sanitation will take it from your home, the farm, and your business. They'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. 28-23, Amherst with the lead in our basketball game, the girls' game. It was a big-time struggle today for the Amherst Lady Broncos. They just never got anything going, and they're defeated 51-19 by Ogallala. Six players scored, very balanced, 12 from Micah Mestel, 11 from Jenna Palachik, and from Sophie Arnsdorf. And Amanda Kroger came into the second half with 10 points and 10 rebounds off the bench. For Amherst, Casey Juergens led the way with 8 points. Our championship games will be coming up 3 o'clock on the schedule, but if this game finishes up, they'll probably just move it right along. So I would tell Kearney Catholic fans that are coming to the ball game, you probably better be here by 2:30 if you want to see the start of the girls' game today, which should be a good one. Undefeated and state-rated for Kearney Catholic, state-rated for North Platte St. Pat's, as the Lady Stars are off to an 8-0 start, and for St. Pat's, 6-1, their only loss to an undefeated Hershey team by 4 points. In their third game of the season. It's always a battle between these squads, but the Stars will try and win this tournament once again. Then the boys' game, St. Pat's comes in undefeated at 7-0, and they beat Amherst yesterday 63-57, but their other 6 wins, none of those teams have a winning record as of today. So St. Pat's still trying to figure out actually how good of a team they are. They've scored anywhere from 39 to 74 points, but more of a team that's probably going to see a game in the 50s today against Kearney Catholic, who is 4-3. And as you see some of the losses there, that loss to Elm Creek by 1 point, Elm Creek went out last night and beat Gibbon by 2. So a huge win as the Buffaloes start to pick up some bonus points there on their wild card schedule. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats of our boys' game, which Amherst leads 28-23 right after this timeout.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Also going on, the girls' consolation game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Ravenna 23, Spalding Academy 19. They are at halftime. Those games are on Classic Hits 98.9. In college football, bowl games, it is Arizona 28, Boston College 6. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter of the AdvoCare V100 Bowl. And with 8:14 to go in the first quarter, UCLA and Virginia Tech are tied 7-7. In the Sun Bowl, Rice and Mississippi State will kick it off at 3. And then tonight here on ESPN Radio, after all the basketball, Texas A&M and Duke, they will play in the Chick-fil-A Bowl at 7. And tomorrow, Nebraska-Georgia Gator Bowl, 6 a.m. for the pregame, 11:05 kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and ESPN2 television. Here it's 28-23 at the half in our boys' consolation game. Amherst has the lead. And let's take a look at what we had for the first half stats. And we will start with what Ogallala has been able to put on the board. And for the Indians, had a one-point lead at 13-12 at the end of the quarter. 2 points for Jordan Cogdell. He has 2 rebounds. Adam Crandall, a 3-point bucket for his total. Dylan Folkert, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Jared Yeager leads the way with 10 points and 5 rebounds. Easton Tuttle, 2 points and a rebound. Ethan Shills, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Alex Ewart, 3 rebounds and 1 block shot. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. All the free throw shooting for Ogallala came in the second quarter of play, where they were 6 of 9. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, but 0 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 7 in the first quarter and 2 in the second. Foul situation for Ogallala, 2 apiece on Jordan Cogdell and Dylan Folkert, 3 on Adam Crandall. 13 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second at the half, 23 points, 17 rebounds, 6 out of 9 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 9 turnovers. We'll look at Amherst numbers after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look at the first half numbers for Amherst. Trevor Adelung, 2 points and a rebound. Dominic Abbott leads the way with 10 points, 6 rebounds. Trey Tobenheim has 2 points and a rebound. Braden Eckout, 5 points. Cale Preble, 5 rebounds. Ty Hadwiger, 7 points and a rebound. And Jesse Wells, 2 points, 1 rebound. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second, free throw shooting 1 of 2 in the first, 5 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting 1 of 4 in the first quarter, 1 of 6 in the second quarter. Turnovers 2 in the first quarter. I have none in the second quarter for Amherst. Foul situation, Preble and Brian Bramer each have 2. Bramer also has a blocked shot. 12 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. At the half, the Broncos have 28 points, 15 rebounds. They're 6 of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block, 2 turnovers. And at the half, it's Amherst 28, Ogallala 23. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm home or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Say it.
Sports, huh? Going to ball games and getting paid for it. Doesn't hardly seem like work, does it? A kill for your job.
KICS Hastings. KXPN Kearney.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Ogallala will get the ball to start the second half as we are underway here on KXPN Kearney, Amherst Riverdale, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Amherst 28, Ogallala 23. Ogallala trying to be very patient here. Folkert gets the start, and Crandall will be on the bench with those three fouls. And after all that, Ogallala throws the basketball away, working it around for 30 seconds, could not get a shot off, and Amherst will take it over. 10th turnover of the game for the Indians. Still only down by 5. I've got a negative 8 in the turnover department. Here's Abbott against the man-to-man off the screen. He'll swing it over to Eckhout. Eckhout starts to dribble. Then his pass gets tipped but ends up in the hands of Tavenheim. Over to Abbott. One-on-one right side. Moving on, Folkert. Draws the contact. Still takes the shot. It's no good. Cogna will get the rebound. Jordan into the front court. Right side. Stutter dribble. Into the double team and then dribbles back out. Now to Ewart, who's open in the paint. His 7-footer will not go. Rebound brought down by Abbott, his 7th. Dominic up the right side. Bounce pass ahead to Eckhout. He'll go back to Abbott. And back in the corner, Eckhout for the deep 3. It's no good. Rebound grabbed in the middle of the lane by Jared Yeager. He is the 6'5 senior, the biggest player on the floor for Ogallala. Indians take it over on the right wing. Double team, trapping that ball, stepping through that time is going to be Tunnel. Then Tunnel takes the shot. It's short. Yeager got the rebound. He runs into his own teammate. The ball comes loose, but Ogallala will retrieve it. And they'll go to the high post. Ewart, he tries to get it inside to Yeager. The ball is tipped and out of bounds off of Amherst. And so Ogallala will get another opportunity. We've played nearly 2 minutes here in the third quarter, and no points and nothing real close. And bounce pass to Cogdell. He drives again from the right side. He gets in there for the layup. Missed it, and it's tipped back out to Ewart. Ewart's shot will not go, and a foul called on the scrum for the loose basketball on Amherst pushing off. And the foul is going to be on Ty Hadwiger, his first. And Bramer is going to come in. Hadwiger is going to come out. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop, and to throw it in will be Folkert. Folkert takes it on the right wing, gets it to Tuttle. One dribble, no good. Another offensive rebound. Folkert just throws it up, no good. Another offensive rebound. Ewart, then his outlet pass is stolen away, and that leads to a layup at the other end for Brandon Eckhout. And the first points of the second half, finally, 30-23. Eckhout with the steal, but that was all off Ogallala hustle trying to keep the ball alive. Ewart in the right-hand corner against the 2-3 zone. Back on the right side with it. Cogdell takes the open jumper. Won't go. Over the back on Yeager. Rebound brought down by Abbott. And for Yeager, that'll be his first personal foul. Second team foul of the half on Ogallala. 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. 30-23. Amherst with the lead. Both teams have a little trouble finding the range here to start the second half. With it on the right wing, Abbott back up top. Here's Eckhout, straight away three. Got it. Braden Eckhout with the first two buckets of the half, and that extends the lead to 10, the largest of the game here for Amherst, 33-23. Ogallala's had some looks. They just got to find a way to get the ball in. Cogdell with it, swings it over to the right side. Starting to drive is going to be Tunnel. Tunnel throws up a wild shot, no good. Bramer grabs the rebound here for Amherst. Baseball pass up the floor, and coming in to knock the ball away is going to be Dylan Folkert, and he's going to be called for a foul against Braden Eckow. Third foul on Folkert. And two free throws coming up for Braden Eckow. So big rebound and a long outlet pass got it going. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. 34-23. A 6-0 start to the second half here for Amherst. Jesse Wells re-enters the game for Amherst, and Adam Crandall back in here for Ogallala. Second free throw for Eckhout. Hits them both. 7 points from Eckhout to start the quarter, 12 of the game, and it's 35-23. Amherst with a good start here to the second half, and Ogallala trying to find an answer. Between the circles is going to be Adam Crandall. All the way to the baseline, Folkert, pass knocked away. So Ogallala will throw it in again. They have had numerous inbounds plays in this basketball game, and that's because Amherst is a little bit quicker. Folkert, left-hand corner. They're trying to negate Yeager. They get it to him, backs his way in underneath and powers it up and scores. Jared Yeager finally got the ball back, and he's got his 12th point of the game. 35-25 Amherst. At the other end, Eckhout, spin move, throws up a 360. It's off the mark, and Yeager will grab his 8th rebound. Outlet Crandall on the left side. Crossover dribble to the right side. He'll bring it to Cogdill. He'll go to the baseline, Folkert. Nothing there on the zone, so they'll throw it back out and try again. Jordan Cogdell gets it over the left-hand corner. Tuttle. Cogdell, right side of the key. Picks his dribble up the high post. Goes to Tuttle. Not much movement down low, so they'll take the three. Cogdell, no good. Rebound brought down by Dominic Abbott. 1 of 6 from the outside for Ogallala. Fast break the other way. Abbott going to take a circus shot at the other end. The schoolyard finger roll won't go. It gets deflected out to Wells. He throws it up. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Cogdell for Ogallala. Now Crandall, 4-3. No, it just won't go. And Bramer will grab the rebound. Cogdell hit their only three back in the first quarter and hasn't been able to splash another one since. 3:20 to go, third quarter, Amherst 35, Ogallala 25 here in the consolation boys game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Abbott with it up top. Starts on the right side, bounce past the low post. Bramer tries to clear some room, and he puts it up and in. Good defense in there by Yeager, but Bramer just found a way to get that ball to go through the cylinder. 37-25, a dozen-point lead here for Amherst. Right side with it, Cogdell. Jordan into the corner, dumps it down Yeager and over the back on Bramer. That'll be the third foul on Brian Bramer. Second foul of the half here on Amherst. Now Amherst with mass substitutions. Hadwiger's back in. Here comes Trevor Adelung, and now Cody Google will check in for the first time. Ogallala will also make Jake Van Lanningham an appearance here. Folker to throw it in. Ogallala underneath their own hoop in need of a bucket. And they chuck it all the way out to midcourt. Back to Folker in the right-hand corner. Hadwiger trying to deny him the baseline. The ball's batted away. It's out of bounds. Lost by the Indians. Third turnover of the quarter and 12th of the game. As Amherst is starting to pull away. They get another bucket here, and they've got themselves a nice sizable lead. With it up top is Adelung. Trevor off the pick. Nobody to throw it to. So he'll swing it over on the left wing. Down low, Abbott. Turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound brought down by Dylan Folkert. That's his 6th. Baseball pass to the other end. Crandall. It was over his head, so he couldn't take a shot. But he did grab it, throw it off of Bronco, went out of bounds. So Ogallala will get to keep possession. but only 2 points in this third quarter so far for the Indians, compared to 10 or 9 for Amherst. And they'll lob it into the big fella, Jaeger, and he'll put it up and score on an inbounds play. So that's what they want to do, is just lob it up, see if the big guy can get it. That time he did. 37-27 as Amherst heads the other way. Their outlet pass is deflected out of bounds, so Amherst will get it underneath their own hoop. Bounce pass in. It's way short of Google. Stolen away. That's Amherst's first turnover since the first quarter, and Crandall will go coast to coast and finish. Fifth point there, and Ogallala a little life in their legs now as they've cut it to 8, 37-29. Adelung hands it to Hadwiger. Starts to drive, kicks it out on the wing. Abbott for the three. It's no good. Follows his shot, powers it up, draws the foul. Abbott with his 10th rebound. He's got the double-double now, 10 points, 10 rebounds, and he's got a chance to add to that here with a couple of free throws. The foul called on Easton Tuttle. That'll be his second. And at the foul line, Abbott puts the free throw up and in. 38-29. Splick back in for Ogallala, and Preble back in for Amherst. Second free throw now on the way, and it is good. So both free throws made by Abbott, and it's 39-29. 1:44 to go here in the third quarter of play. Ogallala to throw it in. Van Lanningham against the pressure, gets it to Cogdell. Cogdell tries to stay out of the double team, throws over the top to Crandall. Crandall pushes it up the floor. His outlet pass is tipped and stolen away. Amherst, well, they turned it over in the backcourt. Adelung wanted to get the ball up the floor, but nobody was looking. That's just kind of one of those things. In practice, you're always supposed to be doing certain things, and Adelung expected his teammates to be ready for the pass, and they weren't. So Ogallala gets it underneath their own hoop. Cogdell in the left-hand corner will take the inbounds pass. Back up top to Crandall. Swing it to the right side to Van Lanningham. Trying to get Jaeger posted up. Good battle in there with Hadwiger. Move it around the perimeter. Try to lob it to Jaeger. It's outside of his hands and turned over. Down to a minute 10 to go here in the third quarter. And into the front court with the ball. Tobenheim over to Preble. Ogallala has lost their man-to-man containment here, and Amherst trying to help him out by throwing it away. Three turnovers in a row by Amherst, and Crandall goes coast-to-coast and scores again. 39-31, under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Hadwiger trying to go to the other end. The ball knocked out of his hands by Jaeger and out of bounds. So Abbott will come back in, and after getting that 12-point lead, Amherst has struggled here to find the bucket. Ewart is back in for Ogallala with 50 seconds remaining. And the inbounds pass, we're awaiting. Dump it into the corner to Preble. Trying to set up a three here for Eckhout, but he's well covered. They'll go to Adelung. He'll leave it off for Preble at the top of the circle. Kale dribbles right into the screen and gives it to Adelung. Left-handed dribble getting bumped by Cogdell, so he drives, puts up the runner. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Shills. And here comes Ogallala. Chance to get this game closer by the end of the quarter. Cogdell fires it to Ewart. Low block. Gets underneath. Reverse layup. Good. And a foul. Alex Ewart with his first bucket of the ball game pulls Ogallala to within six. Still 22 seconds remaining here in the third quarter of play. And the foul goes on Cale Preble, his third, and the free throw for Ewart. He missed a couple in the first half. And it is on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Dominic Abbott. Chance for the last shot here for the Amherst Broncos. Trying to snap a two-game losing streak. They get it to Abbott up top. Hadwiger puts the ball on the floor, drives, kicks it out. Three-pointer, Eckhout, it's good. Braden Eckhout will hit the three-pointer. Ogallala will not get a shot off, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Amherst 42 and Ogallala 33. You're listening to the Kearney Catholic Holiday Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford.
Going to Bowman and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
As we head to the fourth quarter of play in our boys' consolation game, it is 42-33 in favor of Amherst. Ogallala won the girls' game 51-19. That three-pointer there right before the horn by Braden Eckhout was a big one to give Amherst the momentum. They get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Eckhout had 10 of the quarter, now leads the team with 15. Abbott has 12 for Amherst. 7 for Ty Hadwiger, most of those early. 14 for Jared Yeager leads the way for Ogallala, who continue to have a few problems hanging on to the basketball. Driving in, Tobenheim leaves it in the corner for a three-point attempt that is no good by Abbott. Rebound comes out to Ewart, that it's knocked out of his hand, stolen away that time by Abbott, and Abbott will go to the hole and score. 14 points for Abbott. Ewart didn't know he was sneaking around behind him, and he pops the ball loose and makes the steal, 44-33. Ogallala cut it to six, and then the three right before the quarter, and a score on their first possession here of the fourth quarter. And it's back up to 11 on Classic Hits 98.9. Ravenna girls 39-31 over Spalding Academy at the end of the third quarter in the girls' consolation game in Ravenna. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Second of four games today. Up top, Ewart. Ogallala, just like yesterday, trying to come back. Crandall with the three. It won't go. One of eight. Long rebound comes out to Tobenheim. They want to run. His bounce pass is knocked away, and a double dribble will be called. Just the sixth turnover for Amherst compared to 15 for Ogallala. Yesterday, the Indians were down by 12 before losing by six to Kearney Catholic. Amherst, it was pretty close the whole way with St. Pat's. They also lost by six in a higher scoring game. Cogdell dribbling around all the pressure. Now he breaks it. Should have the numbers underneath the shills. He put it up too strong. No good. Rebound brought down by Eckhout. Braden up the floor with it. Swings it out there to Tobenheim. Top of the key, Preble. Chance maybe to put this one away for Amherst with 6.5 to go to Dominic Abbott. Abbott calling for a screen. Dribbles into the double team up top. Three-pointer Eckhout. That one hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Ewart. Ogallala needs to get a bucket. They started so slow in that third quarter. No points in the first 4 minutes, and then they got 10 in the second half. That's a 20-point quarter if they can get it going. But again, they've went 2 minutes here to start the fourth quarter without a point. They'll move it around the perimeter. Shills to Cogdell. Finally puts his head down, drives, runs into a man, loses the ball, but it bounced off a set of Broncos and out of bounds. Coming in, Bramer and Adelung for Amherst, and Yeager, after a breather, will return to the lineup here for Ogallala. They need him. Throwing it in is Folkert. Everybody stacks the left side of the lane to Cogdell for the three. Absolutely can't buy one right now, and the rebound brought down by Preble. Up the floor come the Broncos, thinking about the pull-up three and taking it is Abbott, and it rattles around, in and out, no good, and there's Preble for another rebound. His seventh. Second chance opportunity here up top for Abbott. One dribble back to Preble. They'll rotate it around the left side. Here's Adelung. He'll drive. Left-handed layup is good. 4 points for Adelung. And it's 46-33. That is the biggest lead of the game for Amherst at 13. Seven in a row now for Amherst to take the lead back out. So they go to Yeager at the other end. Gets deep. Shot off the rim twice. No good. Tries to corral his own rebound. But Folkert is able to toss it back into play. One-hand runner, Cogdell, no good. Rebound, Yeager, he's fouled. So many of these shots in the paint for Ogallala are just bouncing around off the rim, and they're just not getting them to go. Don't forget Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's playing both championship games. That doubleheader will get underway 20 minutes after this game. The foul is called on Preble. That's his fourth. And the free throw by Yeager is up and in for the first fourth quarter point here for the Ogallala Indians. Van Lanningham back in for Ogallala and Wells back in for Amherst. Second free throw now for Jared Yeager. And that one is short, followed his shot, got his rebound, throws up an off-balance jumper, no good. And the rebound is tipped back out by Cogdell, so they'll get another chance here for Ogallala. They could use a bucket, get a little spark going. How about Crandall for three, and he got it. Crandall with 10 points, seven of them here in the last 4 minutes. And it's 46-37. Ogallala trying to hang in there to the other end. Eckhout drives right side of the lane. His shot no good, ball tipped around. It's going to be saved by Adelung. He's going to tip it over to Abbott. His shot no good. Bramer with the rebound. His point blank put back no good. Cogdell with the rebound. And the outlet pass to Crandall. He'll go into the right-hand corner to Folkert. Back to Crandall. How about another three? No. That time a long rebound. He tries to chase it down, but the rebound to Eckhout. Outlet two on one. And Adelung with the layup and then a foul to go along with it. Trevor Adelung a chance at a three-point play. And a foul on Jake Van Lanningham. The sophomore commits his first. And the lead right back to 11. A chance to go to 12 here with the freshman at the line. Checking into the ball game will be Ewart and also Trey Tobenheim. At the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. So stay with us for all the final stats. And as we said, then it'll be on to our championship games between the Stars and the Irish. Free throw Adelung is up, and it is good. So it's 49-37. Ogallala makes a move. They just can't continue the momentum. Folkert with it with 4:10 to go. Here's another three in the corner that's no good by Crandall. Offensive rebound, Ewart. He grabs it, and he'll put it back up and in. He's got 4 points and eight rebounds. 49-39, Ogallala trying to put some pressure on. And the ball's punched out of bounds. College Bowl update in the Advocare Bowl. It's all Arizona. Arizona 42, Boston College 6. 13 minutes to go in the game. In the Sun Bowl, UCLA and Virginia Tech are still tied at 7, just beginning the second quarter. 49-39 Amherst trying the back cut. Adelung could not hook up with Abbott, and out of bounds it goes. Just the seventh turnover of the game for the Broncos. Our girls game, 8-0 Kearney Catholic, 6-1 North Platte St. Pat's, with their only loss to undefeated Hershey. Up the floor with it is Cogdell. Swings it right side. Crandall for three, and he got it. Adam Crandall with his third three. He now has 10 points here in the second half. 49-42. Up the floor, Amherst gets it to Abbott. Jump stop in the lane, about a walk, puts it up and scored. Abbott with 16. And it's 51-42, so Amherst finds a way to answer. They put pressure on just to keep it honest here against Ogallala. Outlet pass, Ewart got his man in the air and then missed the shot. They say no foul. Ball loose, still letting them fight for it, and Wells will grab the loose ball. Jesse comes out of there with it. Outlet pass on the left wing. Amherst slows it down. 9-point lead, 3 minutes to go. Tobenheim getting away from his defender, now backing it out towards midcourt. Cogdell makes him give it up to Hadwiger between the circles. Now to the point guard, Trevor Adelung, and a timeout going to be called here by Amherst. 2:47 to go in the game. It's Amherst 51, Ogallala 42. We're back in a moment on ESPN Radio.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Okay. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, Athletic Director Rick Petrie as well, as we're down to 2:45 now to go in the basketball game. The Amherst boys leading at 51-42, and Ogallala, five-second count. Taubenheim forced into the five-second count. Ogallala was really getting up there bumping. They've got a couple of fouls to give. They figure, well, if you call a foul, no big deal. But the foul not called, and the five-second violation is. And the ball back over to Ogallala. Ogallala has not been closer than 6 points since halftime. And a timeout called by Ogallala. They will have two timeouts remaining. 2:37 remaining. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be right back.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. Great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Amherst 51, Ogallala 42, and it's Ogallala basketball out of the timeout. Trying to find a bucket. Cognell up top. Lowers, runs over Adelung, and a charge will be called. Nobody blew a whistle. Austin Bacon, the official, finally had to call something. And they will call the charge here on Jordan Cognell. That is his third, and that's a key one because it also ends up turning the ball back over to Amherst. So now it remains a 9-point game, and Amherst gets the ball back against full court pressure. Trying to trap, get it into the hands of Braden Eckout. His outlet pass is thrown away. And a chance here for the Ogallala Indians. Crandall back up top to Van Lanningham. Over to Folkert. Van Lanningham with 2:10 to go. Into the hands of number zero, Jordan Cognell, who just got his second charge. Cognell took it to the hoop and has just been whistled for two charges in about 12 seconds. So two chances there for Ogallala to do something, and they couldn't connect either time. But a timeout called here by Amherst. I think Coach Bill Giffen wants to get his horses to the house here. It's gotten sloppy over the last few seconds. And so a timeout called by Amherst. 2:03 to go in the game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. It's Amherst 51, Ogallala 42.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. With 2:02 remaining in the contest, it is Amherst on top of Ogallala, 51-42. Amherst trying to get it in against the pressure. They do dump it in short to Braden Eckout. Eckout weaves his way through the maze. They attack at the other end, and a charge going to be called as he bounced past it off for a layup to Abbott that would have made it 11. That's three charges that have been called here in the last little bit of this game. And the foul on Braden Eckout will be his second. But Ogallala has had way too many opportunities to cut into this lead and not been able to connect. Up the floor with it is going to be Adam Crandall. He's been their three-point shooter. He's hit three of them in the game. Ewert Back out top to Cogdell. Over to Yeager. The big fellow's been taken out of the game here. Crandall, 15-footer, no good. Ball out of bounds off of Amherst. 1:36 to go when we're done. The Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, so stay with us. Ogallala will throw it into Yeager. Yeager will kick it back out. Cogdell to Crandall, over to Folkert. Looks at the three, shoots the three, hits the three. Dillon now with 7 points in the basketball game. 51-45, that's as close as Ogallala's been. Outlet pass, they get it ahead to Adelung. Adelung wants to run. Stops at the right corner and kicks it back out top. Minute 15, Amherst has got to be patient with the ball. They do not need to shoot it. In fact, Ogallala has a foul to give. Back cut, though. Beautiful pass. Adelung gets it to Abbott, who lays it up and in. So overplaying the ball. And Adelung found the crease. 53-45, a minute to go. Crandall off the high pick. Long three for Crandall. Almost banked it in. Rebound brought down by Yeager. Powers it back up and scores. And a timeout will be called here by Ogallala. 49 seconds remain in the basketball game. The Indians trying to find a way to get back in it. It's Amherst 53 and Ogallala 47. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthey, Shelter Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, Ogallala has been between basically 8 and 13-point deficit all game. They've cut it to 6, but we're down to 49 seconds to go. They've got one timeout remaining. Amherst to throw it in. Looking, they dump it in to Abbott, who immediately gets it to Adelung. You want it in a good free throw shooter's hands. Adelung drives it all the way down, forces the shot. It's no good. Van Lanningham got the rebound. He needs to find a teammate, and he gets it down the floor to Easton Tuttle. Cutter, Cogdell takes it to the rack, hits the layup, and scores. Cogdell cuts it to 4. It's 53-49 and a foul. And again, there's still a foul. That's not a foul to give. They will put him in the 1-1. Amherst had the foul to give, but it's a 4-point game with 26 seconds to go, and now Amherst is going to have to earn it from the free throw line. And the big fellows are checking back in. Both coaches making multiple moves here. 1-1 coming up for Trey Tobenheim. His only 2 points are from the line. Again, they can sew this one away from the line, but free throw shooting is what it's going to come down to. They've shot well so far today, and this one is good. Tobenheim hits the free throw for the game. Amherst is 12 of 14 from the charity stripe. 54-49. Second free throw on the way, and it's around and around and out. No good. The ball goes out of bounds off of Amherst. 4 players crashing the board there. Again, Ogallala does have a timeout, so they just need a bucket. Most likely thinking 3-pointer now. They get it into Yeager and into Crandall's hands. Amherst will back off. Crandall will bring it into the front court. They guard against the three, so Crandall takes it right to the rack. His layup too strong, though, and the rebound brought down by Amherst and Eckhout. Eckhout running away from the defender at a time tie up there with 12 seconds to go. The foul against Ogallala and Adam Crandall. And that's a 1-1 at the other end. Crandall had a chance to cut it to 3, but his layup was too strong. And a chance here for Trey Tobenheim once again. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. 55-49 Amherst, 12 seconds remaining. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Second free throw on the way. No good, but an offensive rebound by Preble, and that'll do it. 9 seconds to go. Ogallala electing not to foul. Amherst is going to dribble out the clock. And for the third straight boys game, it's a six-point difference. Both boys game were 6 points yesterday and again today. Amherst 55 and Ogallala 49. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. And again, we want to let the folks know if you were planning on a 3 o'clock start for Kearney Catholic, it will not. They've already started the clock. This girls' game will tip before 2:45. So just want to let you know if you're coming for the Kearney Catholic doubleheader, they will be started by 2:45. Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of our area teams and athletes for decades and will continue to do so. Misco Sports. Now let's take a look at the final numbers, first of all, for Ogallala. I had Jordan Cogdell with 4 points and 6 rebounds. Adam Crandall ended up with 13 points. 1 rebound for Jake Van Lanningham. Dylan Folkert had 7 points, 7 rebounds. Jared Yeager led the team with 17 points and 11 rebounds, putting down the double-double today. Easton Tuttle, 2 points and 1 rebound. Ethan Shills, 2 points and 3 rebounds. And Alex Ewart had 4 points and 8 rebounds. 23 points in the first half and 26 points in the second half. Ogallala finishes with 49 points, 37 rebounds. They were 7 out of 12 at the free throw line. 3-point shooting in the basketball game today, 4 out of 15. 1 block shot, 15 turnovers. As Ogallala will fall to 2-7 on the season. They're back in action at home Thursday the 9th, hosting Bridgeport at Cozad on Friday the 10th. We'll look at the numbers for Amherst right after this timeout.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Transform your living room for less than you expect during Furniture Direct's year-end clearance. Recline your way into the new year on a brand-new reclining sofa for only $499. Also, 10 to 30% off all TV stands, plus no-interest financing till December 2015. See store for details. It's the year-end clearance, five, now until the ball four, drops at locally three, owned Furniture two, Direct, just behind one, Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, here's the final numbers for the Amherst Broncos. Trevor Anilung, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Dominic Abbott led the way with 18 points and 11 rebounds. Trey Tomenheim, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Braden Eckout, 15 points. 10 of those came in the third quarter. He had 3 rebounds. Cale Preble didn't score, but he had 8 boards today. Ty Hadwiger, 7 points all in the first half, 1 rebound. Jesse Wells, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Brian Bramer, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. 15 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half, 7 of 9 in the second half. Free throws, 3-pointers, 2 of 10 in the first half, 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, Amherst just 2 in the first half and 7 in the second half. The Broncos had 28 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half, 55 points, 33 rebounds, 13 out of 17 at the free throw line, 4 of 17 from three-point land, one block shot, and 9 turnovers as Amherst improves to 7-2 with a 55-49 win over Ogallala. Amherst will travel to Eustis Farnham on Thursday the 9th and host Overton in a big FKC matchup on Friday the 10th. In other basketball action going on Classic Hits, 98.9, the Ravenna girls beat Spalding Academy 51-38. And the boys' consolation between Overton and Centura will be coming up next on Classic Hits 98.9. Here on ESPN Radio, it's the championship games of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. The host Stars will be taking on North Platte St. Pat's, 8-0 versus 6-1 coming into this basketball game. We'll take about a 10-minute break and be back with the doubleheader. You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show on ESPN Radio.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.